Okay, today we're going to be doing Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We are holding on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at Tefillah. So we said in the Mishnah that Tefillah can be done in any which language. So the Gemara brings the reason that Tefillah could be done in any language because Rachmihi, Kalechi Dibai, Matzli. So since Tefillah is asking for Rachmei Shemaim, so whatever way you can ask for Rachmei Shemaim, do it. So it's a Davar Pashut that you could say as long as you're having proper Kavana. So if it's Tefillah B'Kol Lashon, is it true that tefillah could be said in any which language? That you're not allowed to daven in lashon aramis because someone who davens in lashon aramis, the malachi asharis are not going to help you in your tefillos. Lefishay malachi asharis makirin b'lashon Arami, that the Malachi Asharis don't recognize Lashon Arami. It's a big discussion we've shown them. Does that mean that they don't recognize any language or Dafka Lashon Arami that they have a problem with because it's sort of a corruption of Lashon HaKodesh? But either way, you see that you're not supposed to daven Lashon Arami. So how could you say that Tefillah could be said B'Kol Lashon? It's obviously not literally Kol Lashon. It says more Lokasha. Habiyachid Habitzibur. When Rabbi Yehuda says that a person should not daven Lashon Arami, that's talking about Biyachidus, because that's where you need the malachim to help you out. But when you're davening b'tzibur, you don't need any malachim to help your tefillah. Go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the help of any malachim. So ask Gemara, v'ein malachi asharis makirin b'lashon arami. Is that true that malachi asharis don't speak Aramaic? V'atanya Yochanan Kohen Gadol shama baskol mibes kodesh hakadoshim shua omer. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, when he was doing the avodah in Yom HaKippurim, heard a baskol coming out from the kodesh hakadoshim that was saying natzchu talya da'azlu la'agocha k'rova la'antuchya, that the pirchei kohun were victorious, and when they went to fight with the Greeks in the city of Antuchia, and another time Shimon HaTzadik heard a baskel coming out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim saying that the soldiers have become battle, that the enemies wanted to bring them to Yerushalayim to go to Yerushalayim to fight with them and enter into the Beis Hamikdash, v'neharag gas kalgas batlug zerosav, and the Melech Yavan died, and his gzeros of putting a tselem in the heichal, of his own image, has become batel. And on Matzoy Yom Kippurim v'kasvu, they wrote down osa shah, exactly when that paschal came, v'kivnu, and it turned out that it was exactly at that time that the Chashmonaim defeated the Yavanim, and that the Melech Yavan was killed. So the Brisa says, "Lashon Arami Haya Omer." The Malach who said the Baskol was in Lashon Arami. So you see that Malachim apparently speak Lashon Arami. So Iba Yisema Baskol Shainita Lashmuya Avida. It could be that a Baskol is different because Baskol is Lashmuya Avida. Its whole tafkid is that people should hear the Baskol in all the languages. And whatever language it is that people will understand. So the Baskol certainly is going to speak all 70 languages, but other malachim that are not Baskol malachim don't speak Lashon Aramis. V'ibay sema Gavriel hava. Damar mar ba Gavriel v'limdo shivim Lashon. Or maybe it was Gavriel, and Gavriel happens to speak 70 languages. So bottom line is, even though Malachi Ashares don't understand Lashon Arami, and therefore when a person is davening b'yichidus, he should not do so in Lashon Arami, there are exceptions. Certain Malachim do understand Lashon Arami. What are the exceptions? Gavriel, or the Malach that's in charge of Baskol. Okay, so that's main point. So I guess main point number one is that Tefillah, of course, can be said in any language, but maybe not, but not Lashon Arami when davening biyichidus, because you require malachim to help when davening biyichidus. Birchas Hamazon, we said that benching could be done in any language. Says Mar Dichsev, Yachalta Vesvata Virachta Shem Elokecha. So we darshan b'kalashon shatam varich, whatever language you want to be mevarich. Next, Shavuos Eidos, we said, is done in any language. Dichsev, V'nefesh Kisechta V'shama Kol Allah. So a person is mashpia that if he was an aid to this event, that he has to come and say his Eidos and Beis Din. Person takes a Shavua to that effect, and he violates the Shavua, he's going to have to bring carbon olivi, all right? So we darshan from the fact that it says v'hishbi'ua b'shvua sa'ala, and it does not say v'shvua b'shvua sa'ala, it says v'nefesh kisachto v'shama Kol Allah, b'kol lashon shishama, sounds like whatever language someone understands in. Shavuos ha'pikadon, asya techtum yishavuos ha'edus. Shavuos ha'pikadon, we know could be said in any language because we learn gezeirah shava, techta techta, from shavuos ha'edus. Ve'el namar in b'lashon ha'kodesh. Then we went on to the list of things that are said only in lashon ha'kodesh. So mikra bikurim v'chalitza. We said mikra bikurim and chalitza. Ad, the mission explains the makoros for those dinim. So mikra bikurim ketzad vanisa marta v'hashem elkecha ulalanu amar vanalvim amar el kolish Yisrael. The Mishnah said all of this. That by how do I know mikra bikurim has to be in lashon hakodesh? Because it says vanisa v'marta v'hashem elkecha, and it says by the har grizim and arevel vanalvim amar el kolish Yisrael. Ma aniya ha'amura lahalan b'lashon hakodesh afkan b'lashon hakodesh. Just like by the levim and har grizim and arevel it's b'lashon hakodesh. Mikra bikurim is also in lashon hakodesh. So Mark explains, how do I know that these things have to be done in Lashon Kodesh? Levim gufayim inalan. How do I know that the brachas and the klalos that are said by the Levim has to be in Lashon Kodesh? Asya kol kol mi Moshe. We learn Gzeir Shava kol kol from the Aseres Hadibros. Ksiv hacha, it says by the brachas and klalos kol ram, uksiv hasam, and by the saying of the Aseres Hadibros says, Moshe idaber, ve'elukim yanenu b'kol. Mala alon, Lashon HaKodesh, just like the Aseres Hadibros were given to Moshe, said to Moshe in Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan b'Lashon HaKodesh. The brachos and klalos by the Levim are also in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Mishnah explained that we have machlokes from Yehuda and the Rabbanan on the makor of the nusach of Chalitza, that it has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan learned from Gezer Shavar from the brachos and klalos. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the Pesukim about Chalitza itself, where it says, Va'amar koch. So the Gemara explains why each Tana doesn't like the other one's Shita. So Chalitza, Ketzad, how do I know Chalitza has to be done B'Lashon HaKodesh? So according to the Rabban, we learn it out from the Brachos Uklalos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's because he uses the word Kacha by Chalitza. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who hold that the Makar for Chalitza B'Lashon HaKodesh is from a Gezer Shava, Hai Kacha Mayavdilei. What do they do with the word Kacha, where Rabbi Yehuda learns this thing from? Mibaylu L'davrshu Ma'ase ma'akev. They use it to tell me the word kacha is needed, according to them, to teach that everything that's written in the Torah in the parashat chalitza is ma'akev the chalitza, meaning taking off the shoe of the yavam, doing the spitting in front of him. So since it says kacha ye'asu le'ish, and right next to kacha it says all these dinim, so it says ye'asa, which also tells me it has to be done this way. So we darshan that all the ma'asim of chalitza, the ye'asa, has to be kacha, but whatever is related to dibur, whatever is related to just speaking, that's not going to be ma'akev. So she doesn't have to say dafka this nusach. Rabbi Yehuda, who darshan's kacha to tell me that the words have to be specifically this nusach. So how is he going to know that all the ma'asim are ma'akev and have to be done just so? Miko kacha. The Torah could have said ko ya'aseh, but it said kacha ya'aseh. So from the fact that the Torah changes it to make it kacha ya'aseh, that's how we could learn both things, that it's got to be b'lashon hakodesh as well. So says the Gemara Vayter, v'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, what do they do with the extra chaf in kacha? Ko kacha lo mashmalahu. They don't darshan anything from the extra chaf. They don't think that's something that's darshanable. So Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the makar, that parshat chalit B'lashon HaKodesh from the Parsha itself, Haiva Ansava Amra Mai Avadlei. What do they darshan from the Gzera Shava Vaniya Vamira? Don't we connect it to the Klalos and our Grizim and our Evil? What do they do with that connection? Rabbi Yehuda learns from that Gzera Shava that the Levim say the Brachos and Klalos B'lashon HaKodesh. That just like the Parsha Chalitza said B'lashon HaKodesh, the Levim say the Brachos and Klalos B'lashon HaKodesh. V'leilav Kol Mi Moshe. Yeah, but we already have a source that the Levim say in Lashon HaKodesh. We learned it from the word kol by Moshe, by the Aseres HaDibros. Aniya aniya gamir kol kol lo gamir. No, they have such a tradition that there's a gzera shava of aniya aniya. They don't have any such tradition of a gzera shava of kol kol. And a person can't make up their own gzera shavas. A person cannot be done gzera shava and ken kibla merabo. Tanya nami achi rabbi yudom or kol makam shnemar ko kacha aniya va amira enu al lashon hakodesh. Wherever it uses the term ko kacha aniya va amira, so it's always a lashon hakodesh. So rabbi yudom explains ko we find ko savaruchu be birchskan kacha. we find the chalitza, ani of amira de levim. All of those things have to be done dafka b'lashon kodesh. So those are the key words to look for when discussing whether something could be done b'chal lashon or b'lashon kodesh. So Beit Hashem, next time we'll pick up with brachos uklalos ketzad.